Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing's off limits, and we keep it real.
I love it. I love it. So, less than 2 weeks till Christmas.
You know, it's funny how you said how many days, and Ariane asks every day, Alexa, how many more days until Christmas?
That's what I'm saying.
And then he puts it, look, he changes it, and then he puts it over there, and then he puts it in his room too. So there's like a block, then there's that chalkboard, and then he's got his dry erase.
Did you hear something talk?
I did.
Is it a toy I'm sitting on?
There's nothing there. I did hear something.
Alexa just talked to us?
Oh, it may be, because I just said Alexa.
You know what? That bitch never listens to us. And then when we're not trying to
talk, she's like,
oh, she's a
she
bitch.
She just said something. She probably did say something.
Alexa, you are a bitch. See? She just ignored me.
I'm not sure what she has to say.
She's Sarah. She never. The only one that listens to me is the one in our bedroom.
Same here.
And I think it's because I changed it to a guy's voice. It's a guy's voice.
So I don't know. Okay, yeah, because that. Well, I think all of them are ladies, and ours. Ours have like a little bit of an Indian accent. Mine has an Indian accent, and it'll speak back to me in Hindi.
Did you change it to that? Yeah. Oh my gosh!
And she'll speak to me in Hindi.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I was changing Chaz's ways, the directions up, and it was really annoying because it had this ding and it was really loud whenever we would get by a railroad. And I'm like, I'm not passing on like oxen. I don't need to know where the railroads are coming up, right? So like, I was in there and trying to take it off, but then I realized there's like 50 different voices that you could do. And so I'd stopped on one and I was like, oh, this would be funny. I think it was zombies or like, I don't know. But then I went all the way to the bottom and it was Venom, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I didn't tell him. And so he had picked up Donovan from somewhere and it was like, traffic up ahead, right?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, traffic up ahead. And then the Venom goes, this sucks or whatever. Like they were both like, and it's like terrifying. And they started laughing. They had no idea what the hell it was. And so whenever they came home, Chaz was like, did you change my Waze voice? And I was like, yes. I was wondering when you guys would find out.
I didn't even know they have that many options. I need to do that to Bob.
It's come a long ways in terms of like the things that you could do.
On there.
Yeah.
I remember when it first came out, I was with a, when I was working at GE, this young kid was interning with me.
Yeah.
And he told me about Waze. And he's like, yeah, it's just new and it blah, blah, blah. That's like the new map that you should use and everything. I don't know how
he's
he
like,
knew
you're
about
still
it.
Using MapQuest.
I'm like, I'm using Google Maps. He's like, no, use Waze because all this. He was explaining everything to me. So I got to, it always reminds me of my intern that was there.
And the age discrepancy of like,
oh my
what's cool,
gosh,
what's not.
He was like, yes, he was a cool kid.
I know. Speaking of like not being cool kids anymore, I was trying to mess with our Instagram, like Authentically Moms or something, and like change the profile pic, but it said like to use, or maybe it was through Facebook, and it was like, do you want to carry this over to other social media apps? And I was like, well, let me just see, right?
Yeah.
Or social media things, girl, like. Like 10 out of the 15, I had no idea what the fuck it was. Like all these things that people are using to connect, I had no idea what they were. Like, gosh. I know there's Threads, there's X, there's like all these other things.
Yeah.
And so it was asking me if I wanted to change my profile across the board on all of those or which ones. And I was like, I don't even know what the fuck these are.
I was listening to, what's her name? Drew Barrymore. Uh-huh. I don't know if you even saw. Yeah. There was a little clips that came on my Facebook, Instagram, and someone said, you know, Drew was like, you know, I'm in my 40s and I was on one of those dating apps. And the other girl's like, we just need all of them to be combined in like one dating app. And it says, whatever's left. So I'm like, I'm tired of all these apps that are coming in because it makes me feel really old. And it's like, I got to learn this now. I still don't know what Threads is. Bob's on Threads.
I don't even know what that is.
And like, what's the point?
I don't know what X, but I heard that Chaz said that TikTok was going to be banned nationally.
I know,
but I think because Trump is in office and he's
coming in and
Elon Musk wants to like push X, his platform. And so I think, but if that happens, I'm like, well, fuck it. Like, I know we get a lot of our content and stuff from there and, mm-hmm. and things, but I don't even know still how to navigate it. I know we try to do some stuff on there, but I don't even know how like to do it. And I was like, well, I'm not going to be sad about it.
Yeah, that's one less thing that we need to even learn. Yeah.
Yeah. I only have so much capacity.
And there's not, I don't want to keep learning new stuff. Like, I don't want, like, the next thing. Like, do you remember MySpace and Friendster and all that stuff?
I remember when Netflix was only DVDs and they were like, oh, well, they're not going to send any DVDs. It's only going to be online. I was like, oh, they're going to go out of business. That's never going
to
work.
We used to go, I don't even know if those little things are there where you can go inside and pick up.
No,
like,
I know you
can
drop them off.
Yeah.
And I don't think so. But like the fact that like we were so old and like even that was technology for us.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That we were like, oh gosh, we're so far ahead of technology. They now they want to go back. Lo and behold, that was a jump forward. Right.
I know.
You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So shows our age. But speaking of our age.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like training, quotations training, because like this weather is like not on my side.
Uh-huh.
The last run I did was 5 miles.
Okay. When do you have to
Friday.
Do?
I have to do like every weekend a long run and I'm behind. So as long as I get a 6 in this weekend.
Okay.
I can catch up.
Okay.
You know.
That's
but
not hard for you. Well, you haven't been training yourself. You haven't been training up that much. You've been just like, I'm going to go from 2 to 3. 3 to 5. Well, there's no 4 in between.
But so I make sure I go pee before because I know, you know.
When you have to go,
I have to go, right?
Yeah.
Girl, I'm just going to show you a picture right now.
Yeah. That's
pee.
That's not pee.
It is
that's
pee.
Sweat.
No. Girl, it was cold that day. I was wiping boogers
from
my nose.
Mine is a lot bigger than that.
Okay.
When I come out of yoga.
But it is not pee in yoga. It's
sweat.
It's sweat. This was not sweat. This was all pee.
So just keep.
So like, I showed her a picture, and I've been reluctant to put it on. So I got a little buzz the other day, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna put that shit on our Instagram and be like, this is the realest picture ever, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, it just shows all the vulnerableness mm-hmm. of being a woman.
Yeah.
A mom in your 40s that had, you know. Some have that problem more than others.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what really sucked is that I didn't even have to go pee. Like, I did not mm-hmm. even need to go pee. It was like the impact of me running for that long that mm-hmm. it was just kind of like dribbling out. But normally not running, I don't dribble out.
Right, right.
And so I stopped and like, I'm sure some of our neighbors have seen us if they saw me. Oh, first of all, rule of like, I now know that I only can wear dark colored leggings.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Are you wearing the same leggings right now?
No, it's a different one. I know. But still, like, they probably saw me. And I mean, uh-huh. I like kind of ran in front of my mirror to see, like, okay, if you could see, but like from the bend and this stuff
yeah.
right there, you know. But still, it was embarrassing. So I was like, I don't know how I'm going to make it to the half marathon. Like, my shit's going to be all wet, you know. And so there's these pills. It's called Gemtesa. Or
okay.
It's Gemtesa.
Okay.
And they're supposed to help with like weak bladder, you know, your uterine muscles and all that stuff, right? So when I tried to get it filled when I went to have my GYN appointment, insurance was like, we don't cover that. You have to do a prior authorization from your doctor and justification and see if we'll approve it, right?
Uh-huh.
So I just kind of sat on my ass because I was like, oh. You know, it only happens sometimes, whatever.
Mm.
But now I'm like, okay, this is not okay.
Maybe you should send that picture.
So, I know. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. I went back home
uh-huh.
and I called. I sent a message through the portal to my OE and gave it a couple of days. And they were like, okay, we submitted it. Hopefully they'll cover it. So I called my insurance and they were like, oh, yeah, that got approved. But I was like waiting for them to be like, no. I was like, I have a picture here letting you know. And this is like... like I started getting pissed, right? Because yeah. okay, like, you don't need prior authorization, I'm sure, to get Cialis,
right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But for this,
for
yeah.
this, look at how much you're putting us through.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of controlling bodies, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're the only we're here, we're having to have, we're the ones having babies.
Uh-huh.
We're the ones whose body is getting fucked up.
Yep.
Especially at our age, like emotional, hormonal, all this stuff, and then we have to deal with this, and then we have to justify
yeah
this shit. You know what I mean? Yep. It's fucked up.
It is.
And I so agree. I got approved. I started taking it, and well, I will say, while I haven't had a long run to see if it works, it has worked because I have been places where like I've needed to pee, mm-hmm. and like there was someone in the restroom. I'm like, oh my God, normally I wouldn't be able to hold it. Like, okay, I can't walk around
yep.
anymore. I got to stay right here. I could walk around. I actually held it to the next door. So I know it works.
Okay. So do you take it like the time?
Every day, every morning.
You have to take it every morning.
It just says once a day. Okay. And I usually take my pills in the morning because, you know, sometimes I'm not always home every night.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to fluctuate as far as timing and stuff.
So I did. There's a procedure for that.
There's a lot of procedures.
Someone was telling me about it because she was a runner too. And same thing always happened. So I don't know.
Try to find out, because what I found out, I went to one of our really good friends' 50th, right? So I showed him this picture and they're all like, oh, I would be dripping down my legs worse than that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one of them said back in the day she got Botox down there and never had it happen again.
Wow.
And I was like, well, okay. And she goes, but that was a long time ago. And I think it was kind of like experimental to see if it worked. And then another one had a mesh put in. But she said, and that worked for her, but she said like a lot of people are like having problems with it now. She hasn't, but some people, you know, when they do like new things mm-hmm. later on. So I'm like, well, shit, I would totally rather do a procedure mm-hmm. than take a pill every day. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm going to look at
I'm gonna that find into out. It more. I think she did end up doing it because she was definitely a runner.
Because there's no way. I mean, I can't even run with a pad. That shit would be soaked. And plus, like, that's just kind of gross to me.
Yep.
And then like, it doesn't matter if I pee right before, like I literally did that and it was coming out on its own.
You drink so much water too. I know.
The other thing I realized, this is all like, you know, stuff that has been on my mind. You know how they said, you know, they used to say people with a lot of lip wrinkles, they are smokers, right? Cause they always like this. We're going to have that hydrating ourselves all fucking day sipping on a straw, because look.
Oh, okay,
you know what I mean? Yeah. That's the same thing as like, but I don't taking
like
a drag.
Yeah, I know. Is there a different way to do it?
I can't do I tried to do a different way.
Yeah. Or stick your lips out.
Go. Well, that's what I'm doing. Well, how do you drink your straw?
I don't know. I'm just trying to
think. So I'm like, okay, now are they going to do Botox right around the mouth area? Because growing up, we didn't have Stanley's or anything. We didn't even have bottled waters. Like, we had a water fountain and that was gross as fuck. So we were so dehydrated growing up.
We had glasses. We had to use
now,
glasses.
Now, all these, but not at school.
No, that's true.
But all these kids, they're going to have wrinkle. I mean, they maybe all have self-care, but their wrinkles, they're going to be wrinkly in
right
their
up
mouths.
There. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're starting when they're, what, a year old now? They got little Stanleys for little one-year-olds. Stanley.
Yeah, so would you rather be hydrated and wrinkled mouth or dehydrated and not wrinkled mouth?
Oh,
I drink
know.
A shit ton of water. I think they said you're supposed to have as much water as your weight.
Yes.
Right?
You they know? say half your weight, but that's not true.
No, but like in ounces, right? Like
yeah, in ounces. Like 64 is minimum, right?
Yeah, that's nothing.
Right? Is that right? No.
64 ounces?
Yeah, 64 ounces is what they're saying. But from what I've been hearing, for me, it's like 100 to 120 ounces.
Yeah, I think because we're older. Yeah. I don't know.
You need to detox everything out.
The other thing I was thinking about, like, I don't know if you ever have these random thoughts, but like, I catch Chaz scratching his balls all day. Just sitting there watching TV, scratching himself. And I'm like, you know what?
His blue balls?
Not blue balls. Just okay. balls. You know, just like a Ted Bundy, you know, how he used to just like on Married with Children, just like sat
just
there
recently
and scratch.
Or just.
No, just like, how would it be if we just went around and scratching our vaginas all day? Like, is that attractive? Would they want us? Like, your balls itch and you've been scratching them for 20 minutes and now you want to have sex?
Yeah, no. No, that's weird.
But it's acceptable. No one tells them anything.
They can do the dirtiest, nastiest things, and it's okay.
Like, if we did that, I'm just going to start scratching my cooch in front of him, and then he'll just see what
it's
he
like
says.
Something
if
wrong?
He says something.
Yeah, you
he'll
should.
He'll probably be like, I can do that for you.
Oh, yeah.
You need well, some, every you time need I tell him something, he's like, well, why don't you scratch it for me? I'm like,
stop. I don't want to make any more comments now.
I know. But
always going to come around to something sexual.
Speaking of sexual, let's talk about the holiday party. Yes. Did you get a gift?
No, not yet. So I'm trying to figure out how to get a gift. Because my daughter over here has my same Amazon account.
Oh.
Just for the, like, she's been buying things because my credit card's attached on there. So I'm, like, trying to find, like.
You can use mine. Well, so, okay. So I throw an annual holiday party, and it's been for a long time. And I got this idea from us doing it back in college. But I've been, ever since I've moved to Chicago, we've done it every day. I mean, every year. And then also in Dallas. But we started doing themes. And this year theme is a white party.
Yes. Which. I need to get my outfit.
It is kind of hard now that it's the timing because everything is like 90% of the things in the stores right now are like ivory.
It's not white.
White.
Oh, I don't know if mine, I think mine is ivory.
It's okay. I'll let it slide because now I'm realizing it was bad timing to do winter white because winter white is not white. It's ivory.
It is because it does say white on here, but when it came, it's like slightly.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can only really tell unless you're when you're standing by someone who has pure white.
Yes.
You know. So I had to look very, very hard for my outfit. Anyway, it's a white elephant exchange where you bring in something like $30, $35. I can't remember what I said.
Yeah.
It either has to be an adult sexual gift or alcohol or both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And so I usually do both
me too.
Because I like to be fun.
Yeah, me too.
And I know people like alcohol. So I'm like, oh, I'm just going to throw something in there. So ours came and I'm super excited about it. But yeah, and I was going to tell you, they come in discreet boxes. Like there's no writing on the boxes. But when you order it, she's going to see
so
it
on
the
order some stuff for your parties. And it is in a big box in a black bag. And like you can't see.
It looks very shady.
Yes. So we've done that. But sometimes she's at school. She's like ordering some stuff. I'm like, right now she's got 14 things in my cart.
What? At school?
Sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
Like during, because they let you on the phone here and there. But anyhow, so I'm like trying to look up the top, you know, best. Mm-hmm.
I guess that is better though. Like, I mean, because remember when we needed stuff for school? There was no like red ribbon week. Can you say that?
Red ribbon week?
You just showed me up.
I just thought about it.
We didn't have that because where were we going to do that stuff? I mean, because mostly back then, everybody's parents worked.
Yeah.
And you'd have to go to the mall and my mom would be so pissed off having to fight through traffic to go to the mall or somewhere to buy something.
Yep.
Because like, I remember Kmart and I don't know about Target or we never went to Target, but there wasn't anything that had like groceries and clothes. That you could get all of your thing. You know what I mean?
We used to go to Hypermart. Do you remember Hypermart? Mm. It used to be like a Sam's or a Costco. So we used to go there all the time.
But did they have clothes back then?
Yeah, they had clothes. It's just like a Costco.
Okay.
Yeah, it used to be Hypermart. It used to be right there in like 635. And like.
Oh, I did grow up here though.
Yeah, so I think that's where we used to go.
Every time we would tell my mom or my dad like we needed something, they'd fucking curse. Mother, are you fucking like, you know what I mean? Like, because it was a trek, it was a big deal,
and you had to drive around everywhere. And I'm like, now it's like they just get whatever they want off the
it's
so convenient.
Or at least you can check the inventory at the store, you know what I mean? A lot of these places
and do pickups too,
which is so convenient because you know, these days you can't leave your kids in the car, but back then, my mom left us in the car all the time.
I know.
To go to the bank, to go grocery shopping at night. I remember being in the parking lot of Fiesta and it was nighttime. And my mom's just shopping it up. I know she like had to do it at night because she worked. But like there was nothing wrong leaving your kids in the car at that age.
Is there anything wrong with leaving your kids in the car right now?
Yes, girl.
5 minutes?
I know you do. I'm guilty sometimes.
I'm just like, I gotta go pick up something real fast. Literally, it takes like... 2 minutes.
I guess.
It's not like it's hot outside.
I know. I know, but you don't know. Like, I don't think it's legal.
It's not legal. I'm like, hey.
Because there are some Karens out there who will.
Call, yes.
And I get that, right? I get that you should. But, like, there are some, you know. If you're in, like, the 10-minute pickup where it's signed a pickup and yes. you're, like, picking up some food from La Madeline, there's no reason to call somebody.
No. Okay. That's what I'm saying. There's been, we've got a lot of people because I take Jai with me and I leave him in the car sometimes because I'm like, he doesn't need to go into this store.
Yeah.
So I leave him in the car and I swear you see people just like.
Looking at.
Yes. Because I'm like standing there watching and I'm like, oh, they're just looking in here. Because, you know, he's barking like crazy too. Yeah. So people are like, oh. And then one lady's like, said something like, is that your dog in there? I was like, yes. I was only gone for like 2 minutes. Uh-huh. He's fine.
Did she say anything to you?
She just like shook her head. That's it.
You got something to say?
I just sound like, I'm sorry.
Mind your business. Yeah. Mind your business.
But then again, if I saw a little cute little dog in someone else's car, I'd be like, hey.
No, I'd be like, hey. You know what? I never think about reporting them or something.
No.
But I'm always like, hey, poopy.
Oh. I know, me too. I think I was at Nordstrom Rack and someone's a little tiny chihuahua was in there. And that thing was like running from front to back. And I'm like, oh, that's cute.
I know. I'm the opposite. I'm like, hey, little baby, you're in the car all by yourself.
I know. You know, these stores around me know who I am, though.
Girl, I know because you always have problems with your damn.
No, I take Chai with me. I haven't had a problem. So let's knock on wood on that. I haven't had any problems. I
every time there used to be like, I will never go with you to return some shit. Seriously, because I don't know what it is, Sujata. Like, you're really nice. But I don't know if
don't
you
get
make
on
a
my
face.
Other side. Don't get up. Yeah.
But literally, you only need to say three words, like here for a return. Four words, right?
That's all I say.
And then why do you get in like arguments and stuff? I don't
know. It's always their fault. Let me just clarify that. It's always their fault. Okay.
You know when people say that?
I know. It's always. I know. I really don't know. I'm just like. I really don't know. But I did think reflect back on that. I was like, hey.
Part of your yearly reflection. Yeah, like, why does that happen? You're going to be like, okay, my New Year's resolution, not that we believe in resolutions, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to try and not get in altercations. Do you smile?
Yes. I'm so nice to everybody.
Hmm.
I am so nice. I'm like, hi, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. And like, yeah.
Because even, like, when you were trying to get blood, like, even giving blood, you had some bullshit. And I started laughing in the car just thinking about that. And I was like, this bitch, who gets in an argument with someone at the damn, what's that place called? The
lab?
The lab.
But the person who does it?
The lab core people.
What is the person who draws the blood? It's
well,
a weird name.
The phlebotomist. But, like, yes, like, who... Yes, and then she remembers your ass and still pissed at you.
She is. She is. I don't know what... Jacqueline, it was her fault because I had given her... Listen!
There it goes.
I gave her the form that my doctor gave me and it tells you the list of all the labs to do. She goes, I don't need that. I was like, okay. She goes, and then she only pulled like two labs and I had like 20 labs in there. 20 like, you know... lab results. So I call and I went over there. I was like, I gotta draw my blood again because your ass didn't take 2 seconds to look at the paper and you were too good. Yeah. So I did tell her. I tell the manager. I made a huge scene. I called everybody.
Did it make you feel better?
Heck yeah. But then next time she saw me, I was like, me and my son had to go. And my son had to get, Aryan had to do get blood drawn. And we looked and I was like, oh shit.
See?
She's the only one. But she was on her best behavior. And then she messed up on my son where she poked him and all this blood started squirting out.
Maybe she did that on purpose.
Well, then she's a B for doing that. That's then she's the person that's not good.
Yeah, but then also you have to go to a different location.
Yeah. It was
so you kind
one.
Of like messed
I thought she would be fired by now.
Hey, well, there's a shortage of employees. People
I know.
Don't care.
That's what, yeah. Well, it was like Quest Diagnostics, just to let you know.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. It's
it was
not
Quest,
LabCorp.
Yes.
It was Quest.
It was Quest on Arapaho. And I thought she'd be gone, and she opened the door, and she knew. Oh, shoot.
It's like this fucking Indian lady again.
She's Indian herself.
Oh, my God. That's like Indian on Indian crime.
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
Sweet Bobby.
Oh, Oh, God, you're crazy.
No. And then she like did that. She goes, that's not my fault. And I was like,
okay, you're the one with the fucking needle, bitch.
And she goes, and then Aryan freaked out after he saw the blood squirt everywhere.
People would freak. Oh my God, I would freak out.
So yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She has issues. Anyways, I haven't had any. That was last year. That was 2023. 2024
it
have not.
It all blends to me, to be honest with you. You always have returns, and I always.
I do. I always have. I try. I'm going to try not to buy so much this year. Do you think that'll happen?
Absolutely not. I'm surprised there's not a stack of. Okay, so packages. How are you doing with the Christmas list? How's everyone doing? Less than 2 weeks away.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know. I think we just go shopping and the kids buy their own stuff right now. I'm like, that's your Christmas gift. That's your Christmas gift. We've bought a couple.
Yeah, you say that, but then it never is that.
We bought a couple of things and they still have a list and I don't know. I need to get on with it this weekend.
Yeah.
And me and Bob, I'm like,
are you actually going to go to the stores?
That's no, gonna I'm gonna ask them for their list again.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna go off of that list. But I have to divvy it up, like what my mom has left, what Bob's brothers have left. You know what I'm saying? What they need to buy for the kids too.
Yeah.
So I separate it out with that.
I think that's the hardest part is like not buying, it's not you thinking about buying stuff for the kids. It's like when people ask you,
yes, that's
what do the
happening.
Kids want? Like that's so and I understand because you know
don't
most
want junk.
You don't want junk, but it's almost like something else.
So my kids write a list and they know to be really good about the pricing to all of them. So I can tell them this is, you know, what they want. Mm-hmm. So it's not like so much, but I think my kids are grown where they're not wanting. You still have Laurel, right? Like she's amused by any kind of toys.
Exactly.
Now.
Like I can give her a coloring book. She's like, oh my gosh. Thank
yes.
you.
My kids are, they are very specific on what they want and that's how I want it. Cause I don't want so much junk.
Yeah. So I've gotten better. I mean, not that I'm going to buy her junk. I'm actually going to buy her stuff that she would use, but it doesn't have to be expensive. And I'm not saying good things have to be expensive, but she will be happy and use crayons and a coloring book.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so the hardest one to buy is actually Breslin because, you know, I try to get her things that can help her with like some sort of like therapy things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the things that are like that are geared to like young toddlers mm-hmm. or babies, mm-hmm. you know, like put the color in the thing because I want her to hold that. So a lot of her list looks like baby stuff, mm-hmm. but it's actually more of like, I use it for like therapy. So I don't know. And then, she doesn't use and do a lot of things like I'm not going to get her like roller skates or a bike or a video game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it's like very, very hard. I do buy her clothes. I buy her stuff that she needs. And then school is really good at giving us recommendations, you know.
Oh.
So she asked for a journal. And so she's going to like she likes writing letters using her pad, her
yeah.
Eye gaze device.
That's actually a cool
thing. Yeah. And so I also got, and we're working on this, where I also got a Fire tablet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so it works kind of an Alexa, but it's bigger screen. So what I'm hoping we can do for her is mimic her, like put Alexa on her eye gaze.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can add name, you can add buttons to it.
Okay.
Like put Alexa and then put like, play movie or play this or whatever. So the Alexa will pick up her voice.
Okay.
The tablet's voice.
Got it. Okay.
And so it can, girl,
you said
us every fucking time. Every time. Oh my, I don't either. Oh my gosh. So that if she does it on her device, it'll register on that tablet and she can see it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So trying to do that. And the other thing is.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So it's just really difficult. And I'm sure a lot of this is not just for me. This is every special needs parent. It's just challenging. And it also is kind of like. It brings you back to, okay, my kid, I don't want to say behind.
Yeah.
But like they're not. She's not getting like quote unquote age appropriate. Gifts,
right,
you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's just a lot difficult and stuff like that. So it just kind of like reminds you, you know, yeah, you're getting her a bunch of things and I know she'll love it and stuff, but it's still just a reminder like, okay, like, yeah, I have a special needs kid.
Right,
which I know you don't forget, but a lot of times you just feel like that's your normal
life,
and
yeah.
then now you know that, okay, that's been, that's not like everyone else's normal, and that's not, you know what I mean. So
is she still, I remember her being really into jewelry and like bracelets.
She
still
likes
into that,
but I hate it because now she has these hand splints and like she can't really feel them on. I mean, she can look at them.
Okay.
But yeah, I still buy her bracelets and stuff.
Is she
and
still
I still
into it though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. But she used to be all about it. She used to get mad when I didn't put her bracelets on
that.
And stuff. You know what I mean? So
I mean, she's yeah. still into Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah, they're both into Taylor Swift. So I like that. One of the best things that she ever got was that blanket from you. Because she uses that at school all the time.
Okay.
Because it's a little chilly
that
in there.
That was Rhea. She's like, oh, we should. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get some Taylor stuff. But like a lot of it, even for Laurel, a lot of it isn't like super little girl stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like for tweens.
Yep.
So, yeah. So but like, I feel like maybe I could do skincare on Breslin now.
There you go.
You know what
Y'all
I mean?
Y'all can do like, it together. Put the eye mask on. Now, does she have like a little, you know, like a Bluetooth or anything in her room where she can listen to?
Well, the thing is, she has a white noise mm-hmm. in her room and like the stargaze kind of thing.
Yeah, I've seen
but
that.
The problem with getting her a little speaker like homegirl here, once she goes to bed, like we take off her cochlear ears.
Oh, okay.
And so she can't really, you know, make out words. So
yep.
I wouldn't say like it's kind of pointless, but she only really is in her room to sleep.
That's true. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I did give her, I asked for her to have like something. So like when we push her around on her like wheelchair or stroller, that it's Bluetooth speaker. It's like a JBL, like, that
okay.
hangs on,
yep,
you know what
yep,
I mean?
Yep, I've seen that, okay.
So I got her that, but...
okay,
yeah.
So you can get some cool stuff for her. She
I can.
Gets the cool stuff, you know?
I can. It's just, like, the harder for me. I have to, like,
you
really
think
about it. And, you know, I don't buy those toys anymore. Laurel's no longer little and needs those toys, so I got to go back and, like, there's always new things coming out, and I'm always just amazed and, like, the quality of toys that for little kids,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's where I go for. I like type in, you know, motor skills for like
yeah.
toddlers and stuff like that. So, but it's all good. It, you know,
she'll be happy. And then it's, you know, it makes you work a little harder.
I always work
creative.
Harder. I work. We all work hard.
We do.
You know,
you know, I've kind of been selfish about, I've actually been getting myself some stuff for Christmas and just sticking
girl.
It in there.
Yeah, you know what? I had a feeling. So I, you know, Donovan needs some socks and
okay.
a beanie, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, hey, buddy, I bought you some socks. But the beanie, I want to save for like a stocking stuffer. And he's like, oh, thank you, Mom. I needed some new socks. And I'm like, oh, shit. I feel like, because when we need something or want something, uh-huh. I'm not saving it for like my birthday or whatever. Like I get myself some damn socks.
Yes.
Or something
right
like
away,
that.
Yep.
I get a beanie. Yep. I get whatever. And then like I have a skirt and like two shirts and stuff that I just bought because I wanted.
Yeah.
But it's not for Christmas. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Just,
and so like I'm like, hey buddy, I bought you some socks that you need. But then I have all
but
this
you're
stuff.
Not gonna open it till Christmas Day, okay?
Oh, and then oh my gosh, y'all. Okay, I'm a minimalist.
Yes.
All I do with my elf is move him.
Do you know where ours is?
Where is it in a hole? Aww,
that's all Bob and Rhea. Rhea will write notes and letters.
Oh my gosh!
It.
Okay, so those are cute. I just need to do more stuff.
There's some parents out there. Oh my gosh, that are killing it out there.
There's some people in Donovan's class, and I'm gonna have to have a come to Jesus. He's like, Mom. He comes home, Mom. Some people's elves give them gifts. Like every day, like gift cards. And I'm like, what?
That's a job.
And he's like, yeah, so-and-so got a $50 gift card at Starbucks. And I was like,
50?
First of all, I have never gotten a $50 gift
card
from Starbucks.
I want a $50 gift card.
$50? I said, this is the best I could do. You know why, Donovan? Because your elf knows that y'all do both Hanukkah and Christmas.
I heard it's on the same day this year.
I know. And so he goes, well, for Hanukkah, we get like smaller gifts. And I'm like, but you get really good gifts on Christmas too. So I had to justify why our elf, and I told Chaz, and Chaz was like, damn, he's going to be like, man, I got a busted elf, or like a South Pole elf, because wait, we don't have any notes or anything.
So he still thinks that elf is real? Santa Claus
is
real?
I don't know if he does. He doesn't tell me.
Yeah, they won't tell you. They kind of.
But he's so, you know, so sweet. But yeah. I don't know if he was trying to tell me about the elf to tell me as a parent, hey,
step up your elf game. Step it up.
Oh my gosh. But we're like, Jazz and I have an alarm that goes off at 11 p.m. to like move the elf. And literally one of us is like, babe, go move the elf. And so all the energy we have at that time is just literally to move the elf somewhere.
Yes. That's what, yeah. I mean, I have not done it once. Bob's
and,
like,
and our elf came on December 3rd, so he's a little straggler.
honestly, Rhea's been doing so good with this.
That's
I don't know.
Great.
She's the one who got him out.
Well,
Coco.
I'm sure when Donovan gets to that age and like tells me whatever, like he'll do it for Laurel and Breslin.
But right now they're like they want to sleep together, so I have the bed set up where they both like sleep in the same room, and Rhea's like, she will like once he's asleep, she'll get up and go move it, and I'm like, okay, you don't need to do that all the time. Daddy will move it somewhere. But I'm in bed. Girl, once the kids are in bed, I'm straight in my bedroom.
Me too.
I go, it's time to go this way in my bed. I put him to sleep and I go in my room.
I wonder if other parents are like this, because I guess when the kids were really small, they would go to bed by like 8:30, right?
Yeah.
And so you still have moments. You still have like a couple hours
to
do stuff.
Yes.
Now the kids go like 9:30. Shit, Laurel's coming out of bed at 10 o'clock.
That girl never wants to go to sleep. She's got.
So literally by the time our kids go to sleep now, I don't fucking want to get up for shit.
I know.
I am not productive at all.
I'm just like, leave me alone. I don't want to do anything.
No.
That's when you're like, hey, get them. I was like, girl, I'm in my PJs and my robe and in bed. I ain't getting up for anybody.
Seriously. Like, even Laurel's like, mom, I need a Band-Aid, which she doesn't. She has a thing. She has an addiction to Band-Aids. If you want to get that girl something, get her some Wellabies or whatever. Fucking those expensive Band-Aids.
Oh, I remember, because she puts them on her forehead because she's had a headache or something.
I mean, they probably think we beat the child, but so she made it 3 days, and then she started having withdrawals. So last night she said, oh, I bumped my knee, I need it. And I was like, I don't see anything. It was really because I didn't want to get up and get her ass a Band-Aid. I said, go get one. She's like, it's dark in there. Girl, I gave her my phone with the light on, flashlight on, to go into my restroom and get it, because I was not gonna
get up.
I barely am able to get up to put myself to bed.
I barely, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to wash my face.
All the time.
So yesterday, I actually had to take Ari into basketball practice. I went ahead and took a shower and put my nighttime routine.
Sometimes I don't
even
do like my
nighttime
routine. And looked
like crap. And I went there. I was like, oh, came back. I was like, I just have to change my PJs. And I don't need to change. Oh my gosh, I've already got my nighttime routine face done.
Yeah.
Straight to bed.
Sometimes when I don't put any makeup on during the day, I'm
That's
so excited because I'm just like, I'm just not going to wash my face.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because obviously there's other things I need to do to my face.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I didn't put anything on it.
Yeah.
I don't need anything.
So do I really need to wash any? Yeah. It's the best feeling though.
It is the best. You know what is the best feeling? When you do have a lot of makeup on and you went out and you actually came home, and when you wake up, you check your eyelashes and you're like,
I washed my face last
night. Yes, girl. High five your fucking self. Yes. That is the biggest accomplishment you can ask for at that moment in time.
You do feel good. You're like, oh, because there's been a lot of days where my mascara is all over my bed, my
pillow
sheets.
And if you were able to have sex and get it over with, like, then you like fucking productive as fuck.
The next day, you're like, I've got a free day.
I'm free.
I can watch my shows at nighttime. For sure.
Oh, yes. See, we got it. Yeah.
And the next thing is, I need to tackle my whites, though. That's been coming around hot. It's been like every month.
Your whites?
My grays.
Oh, yeah.
My sparkles on my head.
Yeah. That's why I part my hair on this side, because if I part it down the middle, that's where all the grays grow.
Girl, no, mine's everywhere. It's
everywhere, but I can do that little powder on it. These, if I do it straight, it's so much powder. And I love the powder. It works. But like, if it doesn't like go seep in, right? Like it's like powder that's like on the outside. So like
if it doesn't
you
go all the
touch
way in.
It.
Yeah. But see, I have them. I have them all around.
Yeah.
Where my whites come around here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So when I put my pen in a ponytail, I was like, oh gosh, I look like I'm 20 years older. But now it's like such a, I'm super lazy about that.
I know. And y'all, we're not even talking about going to get it at the salon.
It's
doing
home.
We're talking about, we're too lazy to even think about doing the box thing at home.
Yes.
Which because is like, also you have to do it when your hair is like not dirty.
Yeah.
And so when, that's when you want to do it. You don't want to like take a shower,
shampoo,
blow dry your hair just to fucking put that on and have to do it right away again.
You know what? I didn't know you had to do it when it's clean.
Yes.
I haven't been doing that.
It like soaks it in better.
Oh my gosh. I've been doing it wrong. That's probably why mine don't last. Oh my gosh. All
we
that
learned
sweat
something
from
new,
yoga,
y'all.
All
we
that
learned something new, y'all. Every day. Every day.
I was just happy that I was doing my hair color.
Well, aren't you happy now?
I just washed it yesterday so I can just do it today.
Yeah.
I know it has a lot of yoga sweat in it right now, but it's okay.
That's better than the 3 days. Like need to wash my hair day. Anyway, all right, y'all. Less than 2 weeks away to Christmas.
Y'all get your
I
shopping
hope
done.
You, yep.
No last minute.
Yes, because also Prime has deadlines, and the deadlines are earlier because Prime doesn't guarantee 2-day shipping or next day
I
shipping
know.
Around that time. So you got
to
get it in.
And I will tell you, I attempted to go to the mall.
Oh, that's awful.
I had a party. Oh, Saturday. This past Saturday, I had to go get something at the mall for Aryan, and we saw the line.
Mm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, to go to the gallery. I was like, this is going to take about 15 minutes to get in. I go, can we just order online? And he's like, he saw the line. He was like, yes, mom.
Yeah.
I mean, I went in, mm-hmm. took a U-turn, and I'm like, I'm not going in that parking garage.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
shit.
Not going. So I do go to the mall around the holidays, but I don't go with
you
the intention
go
of buying anything.
Day.
I don't go with the intention. I just like to people watch at that time.
Well, there's a lot of people because everyone brings their fucking families there.
And dogs. All right.
All right. So that was our podcast. Follow us on our Instagram at Authentically Moms. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, rate it, review it, and we'll see you next time.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.